Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking.
Hi, this is Karen Holder. I'm looking at my bank statement and I have a transaction for the 22nd from Trendy Tech. Is that you?
Well, we service multiple companies, so if you're calling in reference to a charge, I would have to locate an account, and then at that time, I can tell you who's charging you and what why.
Okay, well, I put a stop payment on it because the only places that I have been in the last week is Walmart and Walgreens. So somebody's using my card.
Okay. Can I have, did you take any surveys?
Survey?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
May I please have your zip code?
72745.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Karen, Caren Holder, Holder.
Did you take a survey to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
1623 Daisy Circle, Lowell, Arkansas.
Okay, I do thank you for that. Okay, and I did locate an account for our meal plan app. It's an app that you download that that provides you with different recipe ideas if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle. Now, it looks as though a survey was taken to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. We do tell you that there's no purchase necessary. And also, by submitting your credit or debit card payment, it does not increase your chances of winning. That is why you see that charge on your account.
59.89.
Yes, ma'am. That's how much the meal plan app costs.
The meal plan.
Yes, it's an app that you download that provides you with different work recipe ideas. Now, being that you have paid for it, if this is something you like, we can get it to you for $20 a month. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
No, cancel the thing. I'm not paying $59.89 for taking a survey.
It's not for taking the survey, it's for the meal plan app.
But I didn't order any meal plan app.
When you took the survey, this is also a stipulation of that because we do tell you that you are
That's
subjective.
fraud. That is fraud.
It's not, it would have been fraud, ma'am, if we didn't provide you with the information, but we provided you with the information. And if you submit your credit or debit card payment without reading that, it would not be
That
considered fraud.
They are straining at gnats and swallowing camels. Just know that I called my bank and it's not going to be paid.
It
So
was or it
whatever
has
happens.
already been paid. We can process a refund for you, but the charge has already been paid. We can go ahead and process the refund.
No, I just don't, this is, I don't know what it is. It's lying to the public is
Well,
for
I
sure
did
what it
cancel
is.
out the account because this is something that's recurring. So we did go ahead and cancel the account out. And I've also
Thank
processed the
you.
refund for the $59.89.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you'll receive an email confirming the cancellation as well as the refund. Now, if the charge is pending, it'll roll off within 24 hours. If it's deducted out, it does take 3 to 5 business days. However, I do have your cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 920-613-092.
And what company is that from Trendy Tech?
Well, the company is Bytes Hub, but the name on your statement, that's just a merchant that the company hires to charge the consumer's credit and debit card.
Okay, and who is the company that
That hired the merchant? They're called Bytes Hub, BITESHUB.
HUB?
Yes.
Gosh, I don't even remember anything like that. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am.